Red Energy, awarded Canstar's most trusted energy retailer nationally for 2021.
Introducing the all-new Hyundai Staria Load. It's got loads of everything your business needs to grow.
Tuesday morning, this is your town. This is your station. This is Waitley.
Good morning. Practice is on the mind this Tuesday. The traditional Cox Plate gallops at Moonee Valley and the warm-up games at the T20 World Cup. Zaki worked well at the Valley. Australia beat New Zealand in Abu Dhabi. If you watched either and have formed any impressions, 0433 98 11 16, send through your thoughts. The cricket. Now, while the pure result of such a match isn't really the point, given the amount of losing that's been endured over the past 18 months in this format by Australia, a 3-wicket win sure beat the hell out of losing. There's a handful of tension points to be addressed on the way to Saturday night's first pool game against South Africa, and they will occupy many a mind in the coming days. But perhaps we could distill Australia's batting performance to the first two balls of the innings. Dave Warner and Aaron Finch opened, and Mitch Marsh was given rights to number three ahead of Steve Smith. Chasing 158, Warner faced the first ball from Tim Southee.
So, plenty to play for both sides, even for David Warner as well as Tim Southee. Hey. Looking to pick up wickets. First ball, and what a catch! Plucked it out of thin air, and that bad run of form continues for David Warner. Great start for New Zealand.
Amazing catch, and what was Warner doing? Down the track, first ball. Something like, you know, desperate batsman. Does someone who's out of form, and he's just taken that IPL bad form straight into the warm-up game, straight into the World Cup. You'd think that he'd want to spend time in the middle. Down the track, first ball.
He's got a great opportunity. Mitchell Marsh didn't have a great day with the ball when he was bowling out there, but hopefully has a great day out with the bat. He'd want to get some runs under his belt. And for Australia's sake as well, Brian, he's one man who could just get the balance right with Marcus Stoinis not completely fit. First ball, what a way to get off the mark, in the slot, and thank you very much. Brilliant start.
Could you tell me what's happening? It's two balls, two attempts at pitch shots, one gone, caught behind, the second smashed miles out of the park. Oh, for Whitish mid on. That's a huge six.
I don't think you need to see much more than that, to be honest. A golden duck for Warner and the most imperious six for Marsh. That's T20 in a nutshell. That's Australia's form line. Above all else, Warner's form is the chief concern. The veteran opener was dropped by his IPL team Sunrisers in April, and again when the tournament resumed in September after a duck and two in the first couple of games back. In this part of the world, he doesn't have a lot to draw on. And his mindset? Well, he tried to blast his way back. And that's familiar. But it was unsuccessful and it illustrated the internal struggle. Now, love him or loathe him, and loathe him is going to come through first, there is no alternative to Warner at this tournament. And Australia's campaign won't amount to a hill of beans if Warner can't find some sort of form. And then there's Mitch Marsh. I always say his name with a sense of trepidation here. In the recent carnage, Marsh at three has been the one thing that's worked for Australia. So the question is, do the selectors and the captain have the conviction to stick with him rather than Steve Smith? And frankly, they should. Finch, Warner, Marsh, Maxwell. If it's going to work for Australia, I reckon that's it. Finch, Warner, Marsh, Maxwell. Please yourself for the rest. 0433 98 11 16. We can workshop it this morning. I'm a Marsh addict as well, Jared. Keep it up. He needs to open. No, he just needs to be at three, Alex. We just need him at three. Australia's new selector is going to join me, so it's especially timely. He's a familiar name in Victorian cricket circles, so he'll join me in the next hour.